So under normal circumstances, trying to get the attention of a busy decision maker isn't the easiest thing. It can be quite challenging. But now I want you to imagine, if you will, coming off of a pandemic and everything that that entailed. And now we're entering the reopening phase of business. So the question now becomes, how do we get their attention now and do it in a way that's respectful and tasteful? This week, we're going to go there. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook podcast. I've personally trained over 30,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready, because school is now in session. Okay, so we're at a very interesting point right now in this whole tale of the pandemic, because under normal circumstances, a decision maker getting their attention can be quite challenging. So now I want you to just slow down for a second and think about something that's been right up in our face. And sometimes when things are right up in our face, we don't really get like the full grasp of it. And I really want you to think about this pandemic from the perspective of the people that you're trying to do business with. And I want you to think about everything that's transpired in, what, the last 3 months now? I'm even losing track of the time here. It's about 3 months, I guess, that we've been knee-deep in this. Think about everything that has been involved, from just transitioning away from an office to a work-from-home model. Maybe in some cases, it could have been a massive loss of business, having to downsize dramatically. We can go on and on and on. And then, I mean, I guess we kind of have to go there. Let's not forget the personal side of this and everything that we've all been through. I mean, again, I'm not sitting here trying to show you my red badge of courage, but everybody in my household had COVID-19, and we didn't have it horribly, you know, in a horrible sense or anything like that. My wife had it the worst out of all of us, and, you know, some respiratory issues, pneumonia, and, you know, again, we weren't sitting here and incredibly worried, but it was, at the very least, probably not the best way for me to describe it, but at the very least, It was a distraction, right? That's what we were focusing on. We weren't thinking about, hey, what can we buy? I own a business, Castain Training Systems. I wasn't sitting around saying, hey, what can I buy right now? So we had all of that. But now here we are at the point where we're going to be reopening. Now, the big question right now for sales reps is, okay, how do I get someone's attention who under normal circumstances would be distracted and kind of just hard to get a hold of and hard for us to stay top of mind with them? But right now with the reopening and everything that entails, how do we get their attention? And there is a simple answer. And then really as part of that simple answer, there's a much deeper, more complicated, in a good way, answer to that. So let me give you the simple answer. And it's really, you know, in terms of how do we get a decision maker's attention, even under the best of circumstances, during the good times, it's the same thing. We need to be relevant. We need to be incredibly relevant to them. If you really think about it, if you're a person who's getting all kinds of sales messaging day in and day out, and then you marry that in with normal distractions, then you marry that in with the pandemic, then marry it in with the reopening, you have someone who has gotten very good at deciding very quickly what matters most to them, what's relevant, what's worthy of my time, what, you know, is this something I want to spend the time reading? Do I want to hear this rep out on the phone? Do I want to hear this rep out over on LinkedIn? And they've gotten very good at that. So the easy answer is, well, we need to be more relevant anytime we need to do that. But how do we do that right now? Because we have someone in this moment who is focusing on the reopening phase. So let's go there. Let's talk a little bit about this. And what kind of things decision makers are thinking about right now? Because my feeling is, if we can show up and address these things, I think we have a higher probability of being of value to them, being relevant, and at a minimum, people hearing us out. So, what are some of the things that decision makers are thinking about right now? Well, they're obviously, in duh, Castaigne, they're thinking about reopening and all the logistics that are involved in it. So I don't want you, as you start thinking through this, to say, well, they're just involved in the reopening. There's a lot to the reopening. There's logistics. If you've moved out of an office, maybe it's reopening the office and maybe even dealing with things like employees. Well, I really don't want to go back to the office. I'd rather work from home. There's a lot to it. And there's a lot of other things that are involved in the reopening. Like, for example, there's a lot of companies right now that are that need to hire again. Many of them, when things were getting rough and when there, all this uncertainty that they had to let a lot of people go. Many of these companies now are hiring. And even some of the companies that didn't let people go, they're seeing now a really big increase in demand for their widgets. So they need to hire some of them, right? Also, too, they're very much into, especially right now, employee, client, shareholder confidence. Because isn't that an important thing under normal circumstances that your employees and your clients and your shareholders have a degree of confidence in the enterprise? But right now, when a lot of companies know that there's a lot of you guys out there that took a few bullets and they don't know if you're going to be around or if you're not going to be around, so they need to have that confidence in your organization that they're not going to go and maybe switch over to you and go through the whole process of vetting your solution only to have you go, you know, belly up in 30 days or 6 months or whatever. So that's a big thing right now that decision makers are thinking about. How do they make their employees more confident in them, their shareholders, their clients? But also, too, I want you to realize something that happened in the last recession that we're starting to experience right now. In the last recession, one of the things I found, because I was also doing sales training way back then, but right in that 2008 time frame, one of the things that we found is that a lot of the decision makers really had to do more with less, because in some cases, they're not hiring back those employees yet until they know that we're not going to be right back where we started from and right back into, you know, the whole, okay, we're shutting everything down again in a few, you know, a few months from now because we have a second wave of COVID-19. So in many cases, you have companies that are licking their wounds. So decision makers and employees in general, in some cases, are doing the work of 1, 2, 3 other people. So I want you to think about it. Again, we're trying right now to dive into what are the things that a decision maker right now with the reopening phase is dealing with? And we're going to do all this so that we can talk about how we can become more relevant to them. And that's going to be the secret to getting their attention right now. But first things first, we kind of have to crawl before we walk and run and sprint. We really need to take a deep dive into this. So what else would a busy decision maker be thinking about right now? And I hope you go through this process and you don't just end with what I'm doing here. I hope this is something that you'll think about, that you'll bring it to your team, and you guys will make this a discussion in your sales meetings in the weeks and months to come, because this is going to evolve. The answers that we come up with today that are spot on and relevant might be completely antiquated 2 months from now. So this is something, this is going to be a moving target for us. The other thing too, how about stretching budget? You're a decision maker and you really have to stretch budget. You might even have to stretch a budget that's been reduced because they needed to pull that money from your department, your division and move it up to kind of, you know, stop the bleeding somewhere else in the company. Also, too, how about meeting an increased demand right now with this reopening phase and meeting an increased demand with less resources? We're still going to be dealing with uncertainty. So these decision makers, just like us, we don't know. If we were all hanging out together in my backyard, pissing off my neighbors because, Castaigne, what are you doing with all these people in the backyard? Right? As if like I don't piss these people off enough. If we're all hanging out together, I think we would all agree that we don't know what the hell is on the horizon, right? I mean, if anything, 3 months into this, we don't know. I don't know. You don't. So there's this uncertainty. If we were all to look at our businesses right now and say, where do you think your business is going to be in 3 months from now? I think we'd all get back. I have no idea. I have no idea. I'll give you, and I know this is probably a really shitty example, but I got to, you know, my podcast, my rules. But to give you an idea how quickly things are changing, if you've been listening to me for a while, you'll know that one of the things I really love to do, as much as I enjoy cigar smoking, one of the things I love to do this time of year is to take several camping trips. And I had just, like, a few weeks ago come to terms with the fact that probably not going to be able to go camping this year. So there was no indication that I was going to be able to go camping in New York State anyway. That's where I live. And then it was only if you had an RV, which I don't have, or if you wanted to stay in one of these overpriced shitty cottages that they have, which, by the way, it's like $225 a night. What the hell are they thinking? I mean, seriously, I could stay in a hotel and have amenities for that, right? And so I came to terms with the fact that probably wasn't going to happen. And all these different things with the governor coming out, he's saying this, he's saying that. Sometimes they'd say one thing, contradict it later that day. That's how quickly things are happening. Then, just for the hell of it, I decided to check into it again. Then I see something else on the website now that's extra, like, confusing. I call up my favorite campground, and I said, hey, could you just help me out? It kind of looks like you guys might be opening. And this person explained it to me. And yeah, they are opening on June 22nd, as a matter of fact. And they gave me all the rules that are involved in it. It's by reservation only now. You can't just show up or whatever. But all those things that I mentioned to you kind of happened within a two-week period. It just so much uncertainty because there's just things we just don't know. And if that was just on that level, imagine something more complicated and more meaningful, like a business, right? I would like to think it's more meaningful than a campground and the fact that I really want to go camping this year. So, side note, I did book a trip, and me and my son are going to be going. I can't wait. But anyway, so we have this whole thing, and I feel like I was going through puberty there, my voice cracked. We have this business of uncertainty. We have, as part of the uncertainty, a wait and see attitude, right? We've seen that before. That's typical. It happens during recessions. It happens many times before elections. Any kind of a major thing that's going on, if it could be on the brink of war or we're getting involved with this country or that country or whatever, many times you experience that whole wait and see attitude. But also, imagine being this decision maker and you've hemorrhaged money because you're trying to keep people on in many cases, and you have your influx of cash kind of going down to a trickle and going into reserves. So I think it's safe to say that you have a lot of decision makers now that are also hesitant because they simply can't afford to make a mistake. Or they may not want to change right now because on the whole list of things that they're involved in with the reopening, this is kind of like perceived as something that's way down on the priorities. But also, and I think this is a huge one, and if you have the ability right now, if you're not driving in the car, to write this down, I want you to think about the fact that many decision makers in general, but especially right now, are very concerned with, well, what are my peers doing? What are my competitors doing? We forget that first and foremost, at the C-level, if we were to really break down their personality and behavioral styles, we have people generally that are a little more competitive than other people in the organization. That's just part of being a decision maker. Almost like as sales reps, we're somewhat competitive too, right? And I'm being funny when I say somewhat. And so we have to realize that that's something that is part of their DNA to begin with. But right now, during troubling times, during times of uncertainty, I believe it's human nature to see, well, like you guys, well, what are other sales reps experiencing right now? How are they handling this? What are they doing? What can I be doing? What can I learn from the ABC company? And that could be just in general, people in your role, but many times in your industry, you're just incredibly interested in those things as a decision maker. But right now, the way that I kind of look at it, and I guess we all have our own silly ways of rationalizing things and viewing the world, if you will, but the way I look at the past 3 months, especially 2 months ago, right, when we were like maybe a few weeks to a month into it, is that we all ran for cover. And in the very beginning, we weren't even going out here. We really wanted to limit our exposure. Before we all got it, we just didn't really want to get it. So every instance that we could, we were ordering our groceries from like Instacart and things like that. I was even ordering some things from Amazon. There was some food items that I was able to get from Target. And, you know, things like that. So we were really limiting all that. But anyway, during times of trouble and what we just kind of went through, right, everybody runs for cover. But then there comes a point where it's like, you want to like poke your head out. What's going on? Like, what's going on in my industry? Yeah, you could read this shit online and all that. But what is, you know, what are other sales trainers going through right now? What are other sales coaches? These are my competitors. And I don't say that in a sense of, hey, let me rip them off. Let me beat their ass. No, I really want to know what they have been doing to stay afloat. How have they been getting by? So it's the same thing with the people that you're looking to serve. So those are a few things. I mean, you know, but what do you do with this? And where do you go from here? Well, first of all, what I want you to do is have, I didn't give you all the answers there. I want you to have this discussion. First of all, you brainstorm it and you think it through. Carve aside some thinking time and think through these things. If you were a decision maker right now and you were entering this reopening phase, what would be the things that you would be thinking about? Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is discuss it with your sales team. And then I want you to go further and think about resources. What can be some resources that you as the sales professional could provide so that you become more valuable and relevant to those people that you're looking to serve? You know, are there some podcasts out there right now that are talking about some of the issues that you flagged here? Are there articles out there? Yeah, there are. Find them. How about apps that could help them? Webinars. Are there any tips out there? Like, for example, and we beat this one to death. In the very beginning of this whole thing, there were a million things out there, working from home tips, but they were valuable at that point in time. Right now, the world doesn't need another work from home tip, right? I mean, we've gotten a good handle on it. Just like the world doesn't need to see another screenshot of your Zoom meeting. It's like, okay. Like, it was kind of a novelty 90 days ago when, like, nobody really saw, like, you know, that whole Brady Bunch-ish type of screenshot that was out there. But think about those things. But now let's go a step further into this. Let's even take a deeper dive. Go to the industry websites. It could be your industry websites, but particularly the industries that you are trying to serve. And even the industries that they serve, so that you can get an even deeper understanding about what's relevant to them right now. Go to the trade association websites. Go to your chamber of commerce website. And here's the question that I want you to be able to answer. And, you know, what are they writing about right now? If they have forums, what are they discussing? What are they discussing right now? What are the hot topics right now? Also, you can go over to LinkedIn. You can go over to Facebook. Both have groups, Facebook groups, LinkedIn groups. What are they discussing right now? What are the hot topics? What's on everyone's mind? What is everybody afraid of? What are they, you know, irritated by? Again, those are going to be very helpful things, because the better you understand them, the more you're going to be valuable to them, the more relevant you're going to be. Now, let's go back to the original question that we were tackling. How do we stand out right now? And I mentioned to you, by becoming more relevant. So if you understand what's relevant to your prospect and your client right now, then guess what? You ready for this? This is, you know, this is going to make me come across as a freaking rocket scientist to you guys. You ready for this? Once you understand what's relevant to your prospects and your clients right now, speak to those things. Ask questions around those things. Offer resources around those things. And if you can tie your solution to those areas, and as a way to help them, because, you know, sometimes it's not going to be about making a sale. Sometimes, you know, maybe you just need my help without buying my coaching services, or going into my webinar, or hiring me as your sales trainer or as a consultant for the organization. But maybe I can help you in other ways too. And that's what I'm saying here. But if you can tie your solution to those areas that I want you to flag, I say awesome. Now, here's a bonus tip. Once you have really flagged what's relevant to those people you want to serve, and you've come up with this whole list of the hot topics, if you will, that you've seen or you feel would be on their mind, or maybe they've even shared with you these things when you're having your meetings and your demos and your discovery calls. Now, what I want you to do is, when you send an email to people, lead with something that alludes to those topics in your subject line. That's one of your first lines of defense to get your email open. So imagine you're actually going to lead with something they give a shit about. That's going to get your email open. Here's something else. Make sure, even under better circumstances, that the first sentence of your email always focuses on the recipient and what's relevant to them. Going back to this exercise, maybe talking about the reopening or hiring or whatever it is that you feel is relevant to the recipient. If you lead with that in your first sentence of the email, guess what? It shows up in the preview text. And the preview text shows up in the inbox, which it's either going to help you get your email opened, or they're going to say, yeah, I don't give a shit about this, and they're going to move on. And I'm telling you right now, if you do this exercise I told you to do, go and take it seriously. Go back to your team. Talk about it with them. Even going to your customers and saying, hey, what's valuable to you right now? What are the things you want to know about right now that I should be talking about, that I should be offering you resources to support you with? I think if you lead with that stuff, your emails are going to get open. Also, when you cold call right now, you want to get somebody's attention, we said, be relevant to them. Begin your cold call with an opening statement around these topics. Why? Because this is what they're thinking about right now. You leave a voicemail, and I hope you do. Guess what? The very beginning of that, also, just like your emails, just like your opening statement of a cold call, just like if you were to meet somebody at a networking event, that first sentence or two is going to decide whether or not they're going to hear you out, or maybe shut you down, disregard, delete you, hang up on you, say, yeah, yeah, thanks, but no thanks. Give you some default, you know what, we're all set on that. It's going to make or break that conversation. So if you want to get someone's attention right now, be relevant. How do you do that? By going through that exercise and thinking, what is relevant to them right now? Think it through. Talk about it with your sales team. Also, go to the industry websites that we mentioned. Go to the trade association websites. Go to the Chamber of Commerce websites. Also, you can, you know, obviously ask your customers, ask your prospects, talk to other sales reps in the industry. And see what people are writing about. See what's going on in those forums. Go to LinkedIn and Facebook groups. What are people talking about? And I'm not just talking about any old group. Don't just go to some random group. I'm just saying, if you are part of a group that, like, for example, I have a Facebook group and it's called Sales Playbook. And by the way, if anybody would like to join my Facebook group, if you shoot me an email, Paul at yoursalesplaybook.com. It's a private group. I only have about, I think it's, I don't know, like 400 people or whatever, 500 people. I keep it a small group of people. And we tackle a lot of issues. But anyway, if you were using my group, for example, and you were trying to say, hey, you know what? I want to get an idea. You know, I want to serve sales reps too. And I want to know what's on their mind. Well, guess what? Look at what they're writing about. Look at what they're talking about. Look at what they're commenting on. That'll give you a good indication of the hot topics right now. So that's what I want you to do as well. But then what you can do is, once you've identified these areas, well, you can modify your messaging. You can send resources to help people. And obviously, before you do that, go and seek out resources that you can help send along to people, whether it be articles and blog posts and podcasts and apps and webinars and, you know, things like that that can help them. That's going to be a big help. I would even go as far as to print it out, type it up, print it out, keep it by your computer. So you're talking to somebody and you realize, oh, wow, you know, I think this one resource would be very helpful to them. Now you can change the whole trajectory of that conversation into one where you're helpful to them in this moment and highly relevant to them. So that would be my advice for you. Again, there's no big answer here in terms of how do we stand out. This isn't going to be something that you say, oh my God, this guy is brilliant. I mean, I can't believe he's saying we need to be relevant. Like, you never knew that it's important to be relevant. But I think it's one of those statements that we make many times in sales, like, You've got to provide value. But what the hell does that even mean? And I think the same thing here. We may nod our heads, but we don't really, really understand how we go about that. Because when we understand how we go about it, I think it becomes a little bit easier to move from knowing this topic to actually doing it. And finally, I just want to let you know, everything that you just learned right now is completely and utterly useless until you do something with it. So my advice would be that you go through the steps that I laid out and get in the habit of doing that in general. You should always be thinking about, well, what's relevant to my clients and prospects right now? There's going to be seasonal things that are going to determine the answer to that. Even by buyer persona, you have, you know, certain levels of decision makers and certain types of decision makers, like a financial decision maker, you know, maybe versus someone else in the organization. They're going to have different needs. So you want to be able to serve them that way. Even according to where different people are in the buyer's journey, they're gonna have a different answer to what's relevant. If that company that you are targeting is a result of you finding a trigger event, they're gonna have very different needs than somebody with a different type of trigger event. So these are things that, to me, these are muscles that you should be building anyway. But right now, man, This could be huge. Or it could be huge if it was my first day with my new tongue. But anyway, we're going to be talking about this in greater detail on June 25th from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time during a webinar that we're going to be doing. And the whole gist of the webinar is something I've never done before, because obviously we haven't been through this before. This is kind of a new thing for all of us. We're going to be focusing on how we can navigate the reopening of business as a sales professional. So we're going to be talking about that. And in terms of the top, we're going to be talking and taking a much deeper dive into actual examples now on how you could be more valuable to the people that you're looking to serve. Today, I talked about how you could kind of come up with some ideas to be more valuable, but what are some examples that your peers have been doing? So I have several that I'll be sharing. We're going to be talking about four approaches to finding new business in the weeks ahead, because once again, it's very different than it was a few weeks ago, and we need to adapt. We need to modify our approach if we want to be relevant. Also, we're going to talk about an important tactic so that it really it can help you become top of mind. And remember, the people we're looking to serve, normally, they are distracted at very high levels. They have a lot going on, a lot of people coming at them. But now, coming off of a pandemic, reopening, all the things involved in it, they're at a much higher level of distracted. So I want you to be able to cut through all that. Additionally, we're going to be talking about four email templates that are going to help you stand out during the reopening. Two phone scripts that have been designed for the reopening phase, but also, and I think this is a really important one, how do we keep our deals on track when that prospect, once again, is incredibly distracted? I mean, I think we'd all agree, at the very least, we're facing a much longer sales cycle. So, but how do we keep it on track and keep those deals from stalling out? If you want to learn more, I want you to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/reopen. yoursalesplaybook.com/reopen. With that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Come visit our blog at yoursalesplaybook.com/blog.